Hachette Audio presents Hero of Two Worlds, The Marquis de Lafayette in the Age of Revolution. Written by Mike Duncan. Read by Mike Duncan. Part 1. Cur Non. Chapter 1. The Orphan Marquis, 1757 to 1772. Nestled in the hilly country of provincial Auvergne sat an unremarkable chateau in the unremarkable village of Chavignac. Then, as now, Auvergne was rustic and sparsely populated, far from the modern world. It was beautiful and natural, with huge outcroppings of volcanic rock erupting from the rich soil. Pastures, fields, and ancient primordial forests sprawled in all directions. Isolated in the vast empty space of south-central France, Chavignac was little more than a few dozen poor houses huddled together around the chateau for protection. Elsewhere in the Kingdom of France, noble families embraced the Renaissance, the Scientific Revolution, and the Enlightenment. They rebuilt their homes in the latest and most expensive styles. But the chateau in Chavignac was a product of its environment, simple and sturdy, bereft of adornment, splendor, or ornamentation. There was no need to show off, for there was no one to show off to. In the late summer of 1757, Chateau de Chavignac was the home of Gibert de Motier, the Marquis de Lafayette. The Lafayettes claimed an ancient noble lineage stretching back to the year 1000, which included a Maréchal de France, who fought alongside Joan of Arc, a knight who participated in the Crusades, and most recently, the celebrated novelist Madame de Lafayette. But despite these ancient claims, the Motier branch of the family descended from the younger sons of younger sons. It was only thanks to a cascade of sonless deaths in the main branch of the family a century earlier that the title Marquis de Lafayette landed on the shoulders of their obscure Motier cousins. Gibert de Motier married up in the world. His wife, Julie de la Riviere, now styled the Marquise de Lafayette, came from a family of Breton nobles who traced their lineage to the great medieval King Louis IX. Wealthier and more respectable than the Lafayettes, the Riviere made their home in the center of Paris rather than the peripheral outskirts of the kingdom. Julie's grandfather was a legendary colonel once awarded the Cross of San Louis and who remained a fixture of the French military establishment. Her father, the Comte de la Riviere, owned lucrative estates in Brittany. Rare among his noble brethren, he possessed a head for business and parlayed shrewd investments and modern agricultural techniques into an enviable fortune.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?